It's David's Daily Digital Dollop. Oh, I don't normally start with it's, do I? It's David's Daily Digital Dollop. It's normally David's Daily Digital Dollop. My goodness, I'm really pioneering. I mean, I'm messing with the formula. We're on the 328th dollop, but I'm always pushing forward, always evolving. It's David's Daily Digital Dollop, 328. I'm still 9 behind. I think it's starting to become more apparent now as we head into December. Because technically now I'm recording this on the 1st of December, but it will be the 2nd of December by the time it actually goes out, but it will be attributed to the 23rd of December. So it's all getting very confusing, and I really need to catch up, but it's pointless me releasing 2 dollops in a day, like I tried to do last time, because we're going to be doing our singing weekend, and there's going to be no time to catch up. I mean, next week I'm away, next week I'm in London, so I'm not sure if I'm going to get a chance then. But so it's getting a bit embarrassing now as we head to December, and it should be 31 dollops to go, that technically there is still 40 dollops to go. But we will get through this. Anyway, I'm going to have to just rattle through some dollops. We had a comment from Phil, who's got a suggestion for David's Daily Digital Dollop, the musical. Now, I think, Phil, we're already going to go with this idea of Claire's to do the killer domestic appliances idea from Dollop. Come on, Dollop nerds. Dollop 15, of course, Dollop nerds. Yes, well remembered. So I think we're going to go with that. Now, we'll be doing that. That's something else to do as well, where we turn one of the dollops into a musical. And I was going to kind of go all out with the production and actually sample some domestic appliances. I didn't just want to do it on the piano. So that's going to be quite a big ask to do that before the end of the year and catch up with the dollops. But so I don't think we need any more suggestions, really, because we're going to struggle with the one. But he suggested, anyway, that we do the chicken dollop, the vegan chicken, the fake chicken. If you didn't need the dollop from a few dollops ago, you won't know what I'm referring to here. But basically, I was talking about the fact that there are things out there on the vegetarian market now that seems to try to emulate the meat experience as much as possible. So it tries to emulate the taste and the texture of meat, but also you can actually now get fake chickens that have bones inside them. Not real bones, obviously, but wooden bones. And that just seems ridiculous to me, so I was just saying, well, why don't we go the whole corn hog and have a chicken that you can actually chase around the room and wring its neck and have all the blood and the guts. Obviously, it would be fake blood and fake guts, but you can have the experience of slaughtering a chicken without actually slaughtering a chicken. And I talked about that in quite graphic detail, and Phyllis suggested that we make that into David's Daily Digital Dollop the musical. I think he was thinking more from a theatrical standpoint there about how it would look visually in the theatre. And I think maybe there is something to be said, Phil, for if David's Daily Digital Dollop the musical went to theatre, then I think that would be a good scene. And maybe we could do it in two parts. Maybe the first half could be the domestic appliances, the killer domestic appliances idea. So the kettles chasing after me, pouring boiling water over me, the fax machine or the printer, printing out death threats on pieces of paper that then hems me into the room, and I have to try and escape. You know, the doors are all controlled now by computers, so the doors can lock to stop me escaping. The vacuum cleaner tries to suck me up. The iron comes at me, scalding me with steam, and trying to iron me to the ground. All these ideas. That would be the first half, maybe. I mean, that would be a gripping drama. And then the second half could all be about the this crazy scientist and inventor who becomes a vegetarian, but wants to experience what it's like to kill animals without killing animals. And he becomes more and more obsessed with this idea and brings out a lot of toys for vegans that give vegetarians and vegans the opportunity to kill without killing. But maybe he gets dragged into this world so much, then he thinks, oh, but whatever I create isn't going to replace the real thing. And he loves it. He tries to make more and more of a real life experience, but by doing it, he goes to the slaughterhouses and he sees what it's like to have animals killed, because he needs to, in order to make the experience as close to real life as possible. Then he decides that the only way he can actually understand what it's like is to actually slaughter an animal. And so it goes further and further on. Obviously, that's going to be quite contentious. And he gets caught up in this world of where he's become a staunch vegan and vegetarian, and now he's just obsessed with killing animals. I mean, he'll just kill anything. By the end of the whole thing, by the end of the musical, he's killing anything. He's like killing his neighbour's dog. He's killing the cats down the street and that kind of thing. He's just killing animals. And then he starts killing humans, maybe. He starts killing people. So I quite like the idea of that. And maybe one of the things he does as well is make toys for cannibals so they can pretend that they're chasing down people and it all gets very sinister. I like that. It's kind of like, there's almost like the two of those things are like quite Black Mirror, aren't they? Like Charlie Brooker's Black Mirror. You can imagine them being in something like that. I think those would be good ideas, actually, for David's Dirty Digital Adult the Musical. But I'm going to go for the time being, bearing in mind we're running out of time, with the one from Dollop 15 with the killer domestic appliances. Anyway, that's not what I was planning on talking about, but because I need to catch up on the dollops, I'm going to leave this dollop here, and then I'm going to talk about what I was intending to talk about in tomorrow's dollop. Because I think strategically, that's where I'm going wrong. Like yesterday's dollop, I talked about me biting my lip, and that was good enough, wasn't it? I mean, that was exciting, that was dramatic enough. I mean, a lip-biting news update. But then I also started talking about my plumber as well. That's my problem. Strategically, I'm going wrong here. If I'm going to do this strategically, what I need to do is I need to just keep the dollops short, even if I just release dollops that are only 2 or 3 minutes long for the next week. So I think I need to start playing this game more strategically. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about what I was intending to talk about today, tomorrow, in dollop 329. Join me then.